Now a couple of notes on using a processing service. There are actually several that are useful and available for post-processing GPS data that has been collected. And while they differ somewhat in their requirements, they're all based on the same idea. Static GPS data collected in the field may be uploaded to a website on the internet by a hosting organization, which will then return final positions, post-processed positions, often free of charge. Usually the user is directed to an FTP site where the results can be downloaded. There can be an advantage to using such a system. Aside from removing the necessity of having post-processing software in-house, there is the strength of the network solution available from them. In other words, rather than the data sent in by the GPS surveyor being processed against a single continuously operating reference station, let's say, in the vicinity, it's processed against a group of nearest core stations. Remember, we discussed these continuously operating reference stations last time. There are often three that are used, the three closest to the work that has been done. Such a network-based solution improves the integrity of the final position markedly and may compensate for long baselines required by the sparseness of the cores in the area of interest. Among the online resources available for processing, here we have an example, the OPUS, our Online Positioning User Service, and the website is given there. Again, this is for the download of static GPS files, and NGS will actually post-process them for you, free of charge, against the three nearest CORS stations.